Getting us off to a rocking start this afternoon and to help you on your way home, it's Dire Straits with Walk of Life. And that relates to our next piece by Sue Ahern, New Zealand's world-renowned for its outdoor adventures, its majestic scenery. And Sue is in New Zealand. Last week, she completed a 45-kilometre walk over remote farmland to the coast and back on the lower eastern coast of the North Island of New Zealand. And she lived to tell the story, and here it is.
I'm with Kerry Elworthy in New Zealand. We've just completed the third day of a walk called the Tora Walk, which is on the lower east coast of the North Island. Now, Kerry is the manager and operator of the Tora Walk. So, Kerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So, can you tell us about the Tora Walk? What's it about?
Well, it's a three-day walk over private farmland, staying in a different accommodation building every night, and we limit it to 14 people per day, and that can be made up of all different groups, so you don't necessarily have to have 14 people to come and do it. You can just be a couple, and nice thing for us is that we only get nice people, makes it a really fun business to run. We cater for everybody along the way, so all the food is included. The food has become a little bit of a point of difference for us from a lot of other walks. We just happen to be foodies, and so we just picked up that ball and ran with it, and it seems to work well. People, I think, want the package deal. One booking and you've got everything in place for 3 days.
I must say the food we've eaten on this trip has been unbelievably good.
Good. Yeah. Well, our focus is as local as possible, and just fresh, good, wholesome food. Lots of home baking and home cooked meals is what people really enjoy.
Yeah, we had lamb last night, so we're particularly impressed with that.
Oh, nothing can beat Jenny's roast lamb.
So can you tell us about the walk itself? How challenging is it for people?
Well, you do need a good level of fitness. That said, we get a really wide cross-section of people that come our way. I think the fact that your main bags get carried for you is a massive draw card for us. And most people with a reasonable level of fitness can walk, pretty much all day. The first day is the hardest, and it's roughly 16 kilometres and fairly steep in places. I don't know whether you'd agree with
me. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So that's through your farmland, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Day one is, a lot of it is open farmland, but then, of course, the whole second half of the day, you've got the beautiful sea views. So you start slightly inland on our property, and the first day you actually walk to the coast. And I think it's a really nice way to arrive at the coast from an elevated position. And as you come along that top bridge before descending down to the level of the coast, it's really quite spectacular. The second day is a lot easier. I'm sure you found that as well. It's there's a couple of different options, but it's all flat and lovely, easy walking. So there's a shipwreck that can be visited in the morning, and then 6K of flat up to the next accommodation. A local gardener to visit along the way, if that's your thing. And then, of course, the option of doing the trig at the end, which is... Did you do the trig?
No, I didn't do the trig, no.
Naughty girl. Well, the views from the trig, I've had a lot of people tell me that was the highlight for them, because the sea views up there are just stunning. Yeah.
How high is that?
It's about 300 metres above sea level, but it literally goes from sea level right to the highest point very quickly, so it's quite steep. Beautiful views both ways, both south and north, up and down the coast. Yeah.
So that coastline is pretty isolated, and there's no one there, very few houses.
No, we like it that way. we can still get a bit of activity out there. On the whole, it is fairly deserted. It's quite a good coast for a bit of diving. Sea's not good for diving very often, which is a sort of a bit of a natural protector of our resources. And of course, it's quite good for surfing as well. But other than that, it's apart from a few farms scattered along that coast, it's fairly untouched. Yeah.
So and day three?
Day three is a really nice mix of you start out along a bit of a river valley, and that's really pretty, nice bit of farmland, and then work your way up into Chris's Bush, which is that bit of bush he sort of fenced off about 35 years ago, and we've had the Kiritu Trust out recently who are looking at putting a covenant on it, which is going to make it even more special. It means it can never be touched, basically. And it's regenerated really nicely. Occasionally the wild deer get in there in the winter and sort of decimate the undergrowth, but it does grow back fairly quickly. And there's some getting to be some nice trees in there now.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was actually a highlight of the trip. Well,
did
today's
you?
Walk was
yeah.
going through that native bush.
And it's on a day that's hot like today. It's lovely and cool. Yeah, it just gives you a different perspective again. So we're really lucky to have a really varied landscape. There's a lot. It's not as if you're walking over the same thing for 3 days. You've got a nice variation.
And the accommodation? Can you talk about where we've stayed?
Yeah, well, the first night is was actually the original homestead on this property, and obviously was fairly basic, and it's evolved as the business has evolved. We've sort of done improvements along the way, and I think it's quite salubrious now. But we have tried to retain all its original character, the wooden flooring and that sort of thing. Night two, we've actually purpose built a lodge, and we only built that 3 years ago, so that's relatively new for us. And it was a really exciting project to actually purpose build something after inheriting these old dungers and having to sort of do them up as we could. So we're really thrilled with the lodge. It's turned out to be, it's the best thing we ever did, really. So that's a great thing for us. And then the third night is actually converted shearer's quarters. So what's happened over the years is that a lot of the farm staff don't live or stay on the properties anymore. They sort of come and go as they need to be here. And so a lot of farmers in New Zealand have got redundant farm buildings. And that was the beauty for us when we started this. There wasn't a massive outlay because we already had the buildings. And, of course, we had the lovely landscape.
So where do people come from to do this walk? Do you get many international tourists?
No, we're probably 60 to 70% domestic New Zealand. We are starting to get a lot of Australians, which we absolutely love. Really accessible to Wellington, so it's fairly painless for Aussies to hop across the ditch into Wellington. And then we're 2 hours drive from Wellington Airport, and we work in with a chap called Jim, who's based in Wellington, and he is our preferred sort of tour guy to bring people over from the airport. So he'll collect people whatever time their flights get in, bring them over, and make a day of it if they have the time. And he'll take them to Greytown and Martinborough, which are two. Martinborough is all about the wineries. Greytown's all about the retail, really. Now two really beautiful little towns. So he'll stop along the way for lunch and wine tasting and olive oil buying and what have you. Then bring people out here by about 4 o'clock. And then, of course, you stay put in my cottage that night, and then I come and give you a good old briefing session the night before you head off into the hills. So, yeah, it works well. And then Jim comes back 3 days later and collects the group and takes them back to Wellington, and they fly home again. So it's quite an easy package for Australians, really. And then I guess the remaining 10 to 15% is international. But it is a market that we're trying to break into a little bit more. We've sort of zhuzhed our website up a little bit and really worked hard on the search engine side of things. And we're hoping to, I think it is the type of experience that a lot of internationals they really enjoy it. And it's a really good slice of, a good insight into how rural New Zealanders still live. So.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. We've loved the walk, and thank you for talking to us today.
Great. It's a pleasure. Thanks.
That was Sue Ahern speaking with Kerry Elworthy from the Tora Coastal Walk. It costs about $500 for the walk, including all accommodation and gourmet meals, and details can be found at www.tora coastalwalk.nz.